This is TWiT.
Now on to a few more stories we're following today in the This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things news after a few snafus and embarrassments, including but not limited to the Android robot urinating on the Apple logo. Google has shut down Maps Editor. Maps Editor allowed any average Joe citizen cartographer to update map information for millions of users to see in Google Maps and Google Earth. But apparently there was so much spam that Google couldn't keep up. If you go to the site now, you'll see a warning like this one that Maps Editor will be unavailable starting tomorrow, May 12th. After previous incidents, Google has moved to a manual editing process and they simply can't keep up. In other Google news, the Associated Press made headlines today by declaring that Google be more transparent about their self-driving car project, at which point Chris Urmson, director of Google's self-driving car project, took to Medium's back channel, home to both honest reporting and some PR spin. He announced there that, yes, their cars have been in accidents, but it wasn't the car's fault. After 6 years and 1.7 million miles, the cars have been in 11 minor accidents, including light damage and no injuries. On their website, Time Magazine points out that this is higher than the 2.8 property damage-only accidents per million miles traveled that involved passenger cars nationally in 2012, to which Google says that this isn't accurate because most people don't report minor accidents, to which I say, have you read Stephen King's Christine? It's the one, you know, the car takes over and scary. Couldn't justify spending $7.99 a month for the New York Times new mobile app. Now you can. Now you don't have to. The app is free and ad-supported. CNET reports that the app is limited to the iPhone now. You can't even get it on the iPad. And if you're on Android, you still need a subscription. And finally, the long and arduous wait for the Giphy for Gmail extension is over. Now you can easily find, embed, and send animated GIFs straight from your email. If you want to call them GIFs, you can do that too. Both The Verge and Engadget both reported this story, and both of them described this Gmail extension using the word glorious, which just proves that GIFs and emoji are making all of us lose our grasp on language.